Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush gives a speech to the Conservative Political Action Conference tonight, but to many Republicans, he's been sounding like the flip-flopping Mitt Romney who speaks during the day. Conservatives don't trust Jeb Bush. They say he's now against a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, as he spells out in his new book. But he was once very much for it. Other Republicans say, get with the program. We're now trying to attract Latino voters. We liked your old position better. This led to some painful moments on the talk shows, Jeb Bush explaining that he wrote the book last year when the Republican presidential candidates were against a path to citizenship. And now it sounds like he's willing to change again. Here he is on MSNBC.
So going forward, we wrote this last year, going forward, if there is a difference, if you can craft that in law where you can have a path to citizenship where there isn't an incentive for people to come illegally, I'm for it. I don't have a problem with that. I don't see how you do it, but I'm not smart enough to figure out every aspect of a really complex law.
And Jeb Bush isn't the only Bush back in the spotlight. George P., Jeb's Mexican-American son, is now running for office in Texas. George H.W., the former president, has been showing up on TV with George W.'s daughter, Jenna. Joining us from Austin is longtime political writer Wayne Slater with the Dallas Morning News. Wayne, stay with Jeb Bush for a minute. He says his position hasn't changed, but now he is calling for a path to legalization and not citizenship. That was his previous position. So how can he say he hasn't even changed his position?
Well, he has changed his position. The poor guy wrote something in a book where he was trying to position himself to protect himself from the right in his own party by suggesting that he's not really for a path to citizenship, but is for another approach to immigration reform. By the time the book was published early this year, in the last couple of weeks, we now see that the attitudes, remarkably, in the Republican Party, not just across the country, but within the Republican base, have shifted so much that he had to do a 180 or a 360 or wherever the heck he is on this.
Well, but, you know, he is a potential presidential candidate. What do you do at that point? I mean, is anyone saying, who cares if you sell the book? Put the book away at that point.
I think he was the thing that surprised me the most about this. Is how he misplayed. A very smart political guy, extraordinarily effective, but he misplayed this moment by not anticipating the problem of looking like that you're for something at one point and then you're against it and now you're kind of for it. And his response was muddled. Whatever he wanted to say, he needed to say it crisply. Now, having said that, he is still going to be one of the more appealing candidates among the Republicans for a broad portion of the base, as well as for independents and moderates in the country. And so I think the I think the immigration thing goes away in large part if there is a comprehensive deal, say, later this year. And then his problems will be other problems if he chooses to run for president in 2016.
Well, if this is a toe in the water, what's been the reaction? Because it comes, of course, with the family name. Jeb Bush has been telling TV interviewers that he thinks history will be kind to George W., his brother. But, you know, the liberal Peter Beinart wrote recently, it's no exaggeration to say George W. Bush is more responsible than any other single individual for the Republican Party's current dismal standing among voters. That's, of course, a liberal saying that. But what are Republicans saying? I mean, what's this toe in the water with the Bush name felt like?
Robin, I was at dinner just a few weeks ago with some very strong social conservatives in Texas, and they have taken a increasingly dim view of the Bush administration, that's George W. Bush administration approach and mishandling of the war in their view, the war in Iraq. And so what you're seeing is increasingly across the board in Republican circles, a sort of distaste about the performance of George W. Bush. And that, I think, is Jeb Bush's biggest problem. That fundamentally, how do you run as a fiscal conservative when the next nominee must distance themselves from the policies of George Bush on spending, possibly on the war, maybe on some education issues? How do you run as an anti-Bush If you are a Bush, that is Jeb Bush's big problem. Yeah. That's what he's going to face.
Well, I'm wondering if the younger generation is facing that. You've got George P. This is Jeb's Spanish-speaking 36-year-old son with, of course, his Mexican-born wife. One of the little brown grandchildren, as H.W. affectionately called him
right.
once.
Right, little brown ones.
Yes,
right.
He's just filed papers to run for Texas Land Commissioner, a stepping stone to a higher office. Let's listen to a clip from his new campaign video where he talks about what inspires him, you know, repeatedly calling Texas and Texans exceptional and doing a little name dropping. Let's listen.
It was the lessons I learned from one of those exceptional people that came up time and time again. You probably know her as former First Lady Barbara Bush, but to me, she's just Ganny. The lesson Ganny taught me, the importance of public service.
So Wayne, you were saying that the name might be a hazard, but doesn't seem to be for George P.
Certainly not in Texas. I mean, he's in the family business. I mean, this is a state. Remember, George P. would be running for office in Texas, where the Bush name still resonates among voters. Voters, Republican voters in Texas, the red state of Texas, like the Bushes. They love the father. They certainly love Barbara Bush. Nothing wrong with mentioning your grandma, especially if she's Barbara Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And so George P. is not going to have, I think, any significant problem in Texas running as a Bush. He's bright, he's attractive, he's articulate, he's going to run for a race where he most likely will win. That means that by 2014, the end of that year, he will be this statewide office holder in Texas when his father might 2 years later be running for president. That doesn't hurt anybody in Texas.
Well, and is George P. being asked about things like immigration?
I can't ask him anything. It's amazing how they have tried to shield him. This is his first political office. Anything he's tried for, he has a great background, but he's been in private life, working for a couple of investment houses, one of which he founded in Fort Worth, Texas. But when I try to get close to him, I can't really have a substantive conversation. He's only done a couple of interviews so far. His political consultants, maybe wisely, are keeping him largely away from the media to ask these fundamental questions. I think I know where he is on immigration and on marriage.
The same as Jeb Bush maybe once was before, a path to
exactly.
citizenship.
Yeah. Exactly. My sense is he's very moderate on that. George P. has worked for several years urging young Hispanics to join the Republican Party, offering up a message that his father has talked about, that the Republican Party's language, its rhetoric, has been too negative. It's exactly what Jeb Bush told me a couple of weeks ago here in Austin, that we look like we're a reactionary party. And that's nothing that's appealing to Hispanics. That's certainly where George P. is. He's going to be a real star, I think, in the party. But you've asked me, Robin,
Oops.
Where is he in detail on a lot of issues? I don't know.
Wayne Slater, senior political writer for the Dallas Morning News. We will closely follow that younger generation of Bushes. Wayne, thanks for taking a look at the whole family. Thank you. Back in a minute, here and now.